Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones, deep inside of Patriot-held territory in the American Redoubt. Welcome all of you to episode 19-29 on this beautiful and unseasonably cool August weekend. We've had some really high heat, high 90s. For the last week, and we had a cold front come in and brought moisture. It helped with the wildfires, and it just feels good. It's what I call the August teaser. It's that fall weather, you know, it makes you want to put on soup, start a fire. It's kind of just, you know, the high in the, you know, mid to upper 60s, raining, and it's just makes you think of hunting season and just fall, which is my favorite season. But that's where we are enjoying right now across much of the American Redoubt. So it's really nice. I hope you guys are blessed wherever you are and you're staying cool or staying warm, whatever your case may be. But we're going to continue on with part two of The Enemies Within and talking about some of the tactics of the enemies of America and what's going on with that. This will probably end up being a three-part series, so I'm looking forward to that. And I got some stuff that has just come out in the last week that I want to share with you that ties in with what we're talking about. But first, the news and commentary brought to you by the author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series, with all 10 books out, including the audiobooks about the collapse and the rebuilding afterward. In the news this week, very interesting. First of all, the Russians are rushing to buy iodine after a blast causes a radiation spike. Residents of two northern Russian cities are stocking up on iodine that's used to reduce the effects of radiation exposure after a mysterious accident on a nearby military testing site, according to their regional media. The Minister of Defense has given few details of the accident, saying that only two people were killed, and six injured by the explosion of a liquid-propelled rocket engine at the test site. And of course, they're saying there's nothing to worry about here, but they are showing readings of what they're saying, a temporary spike in radiation levels. Oh, so, whew, okay, good thing. It's only just a temporary spike in radiation levels. Well, you know, this is a good lesson for us. We wait until something happens, and then we want to run out and buy iodine. I remember when the things were really heating up with North Korea. And they're looking at their nuclear capabilities just a couple of years ago. And you could not buy iodine for, radiation treatment, radiation sickness. People didn't know how to take it. People were just trying to buy it. You couldn't get it on Amazon. They were selling out everywhere. You know what? Right now, when nobody's thinking about it, except for a few Russians, get it now. So when something happens at the Hanford nuclear storage facility, or there's some type of other conflagration between China or Iran or North Korea, that you're not left behind the curve. So this is a good lesson. You should have this stuff on hand anyway. It's very inexpensive. But that did happen. It did look like the radiation levels did taper off. So I'm not really sure of more details there, but thought that was a good lesson. From our Jihad Watch, a few stories here. A Muslim who stabbed three soldiers was approved to roam freely despite remaining a quote-unquote significant threat. This is coming from Robert Spencer at Jihad Watch. The Canadian press reported that Ali had been found not criminally responsible for his knife attack, but at the same time of his attack, Ali himself said, "Allah told me to do this. Allah told me to come here and kill people," close quote. And he hasn't changed. His psychiatrist admitted that he's not completely cured of this disorder. So once again, the delusional left is still allowing this type of atmosphere. Ilhan Omar, our very own Muslim in our very own Congress, claims that hate crimes are up 226% after Trump rallies. And Barr says there's no evidence that hate crimes increased under Trump. Well, I would actually agree. I believe that hate crimes are up 226%. I think what Ilhan Omar is probably not saying is that it's the leftists who hate conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters who are carrying out the violence. But they probably don't want to mention that. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm shooting from the hip. I'm saying Ilhan Omar could be right. Hate crimes could be up as much as 226% after a Trump rally. That's because the leftists are writhing and gnashing their teeth and going absolutely ballistic every time a Trump rally happens because he packs out stadiums and they get a real tempo of, or a real sense of the pulse on America, and it drives them crazy. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, and he brings up a good point, Robert Spencer does here, because he quotes Muhammad saying, "War is deceit." So anti-Semite Ilhan Omar says that hate crimes increased 226%. So he's drawing the dots there between the Islamic belief that, you know, waging war on the unbeliever or the infidel, deceit is part of that warfare. So throw out false statistics. Radical anti-Semite and Democrat put that out on her tweet. Bernie Sanders and Julian Castro are set to speak at a Hamas linked Islamic Society of North America conference. And he writes, "There is simply no concern on the left for Islamic Jihad and its enablers. Jihad does not exist. Only Islamophobia does. The Islamic Society of North America, or ISNA, was established in July of 1981 by a U.S.-based members of the Muslim Brotherhood with a background as leaders of the Muslim Student Association, or also known as the MSA. So more collusion by those that are, one in particular, aspiring to be the president of the United States. Very interesting. United Kingdom, a counterterrorism top dog, says jihad caused by lack of social mobility and Muslims shouldn't be forced to assimilate. So from the embrace your conquerors category of the news, he says that Muslims should not be forced to assimilate. And the jihad, the terrorist attacks that they carry out, are caused by a lack of social mobility. They don't want social mobility. They want no-go zones where only Muslims are allowed to go without being harmed or being raped or killed or butchered, and until they can establish themselves in various different government positions. And, well, it's the ultimate takeover. It's the conquest. The cultural jihad, or al-hijra, is the ultimate goal, to displace British laws with Sharia. And they're very open about that. From CBS News, Trump administration is reauthorizing the use of cyanide bombs to kill wild animals. So be aware of this. The Environmental Protection Agency has recently reauthorized the use of controversial chemical traps, as they are called, to kill coyotes, dogs, foxes, and other wild animals across the U.S. These cyanide bombs are meant to protect livestock although some environmental groups are calling for a nationwide ban, saying they're inhumane. But I just want to put that out. This was passed on to me by a listener as a precautionary measure to keep your eye out for these if you are in an area where the EPA is trying to, you know, control. And it's interesting, isn't it? The EPA would be doing this, not the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife. But this is what the story is saying. So be watchful of these, your own pets, your own livestock. If you are living in rural communities where they're trying to bring these numbers down. So I thought I would pass that along for you guys. We do not have anything. Let's see here. Rhino Pack. Rhino Pack does not have a Stark Raving Mad update this week. They still have last week's posting of the dark-skinned man who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, who was chased down by a bunch of mostly white Antifa communist thugs, beaten and screamed as they were beating him, calling him an effing racist. So, yeah, the lunatics are in the streets. So be cautious out there, folks. I do want to give you a heads up about a great event that's coming up. I've got the PDF flyer here. It's coming up next weekend in Northeast Washington, specifically at Marble. It is a Pastor Matthew Cummings from Kettle Falls, Washington. He's a neat guy and very has a passion for liberty. He's bringing in a couple of guest speakers. They're going to be talking about private land rights, especially look, Brother Matthew is an amazing background as a pastor who's called to speak out against the liberal agenda in liberal churches all over America. He knows what the battle for retaining and reclaiming our liberty is all about. Representative Matt Shea will be the MC for that. And, of course, they quote George Orwell. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So there's going to be some revolutionary acts and some revolutionary speakers there besides Matthew Cummings, which I've interviewed him before. You guys know that he is a pastor from Chicago who is actually brought up in the communist school that Bill Ayers and his longtime live-in girlfriend started up. The previous president, who will not be named, was also reportedly an alumni, and also their teachings heavily influenced Hillary Clinton and many others that are essentially carrying out the Marxist agenda within our own government today. And a really neat guy. But he's bringing in two speakers. Tom DeWeese, many of you guys have heard of him, author Tom DeWeese, pulls back the curtain to reveal the policies and the powers that are systematically changing our culture and system of government, that's called subversion, to impose a political agenda of top-down control at every level. He's the founder and president of American Policy Center. He's one of the nation's leading advocates for individual liberty, free enterprise, private property rights, personal privacy, and back to the basics, education, and American sovereignty and independence. The other one's Dan Happel. Dan Happel is a radio talk show host from Montana whose goal is always to help listeners connect with ideas, personalities, and political philosophies. And he's connecting the dots between the seemingly random and unrelated daily events that steer Americans on the relentless march toward the world socialist Marxist government. So he educates and enlightens listeners by connecting the dots between reality and perception. That's his bio. So when this is next Saturday, August 17th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's $20 for individuals. For families, it's $30. And they're going to have hot dogs and burgers and music and some great speakers. This will be held at Marble, which is not in Kettle Falls, but it is as close to Kettle Falls. But Pastor Matthew Cummings happens to live at Marble. So they're going to be hosting this event. This is not a Marble country event. This is they're just hosting, providing the location for this. So this is going to be a really good thing. I unfortunately will not be able to be there. I have a previous engagement that will take me away from this, and I'm really bummed about it, but I'm looking forward to hearing all about it afterward. Okay, guys, let's take a break and come back with segment two and pick up where we left off with The Enemies Within, Part 2, here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by our friends at Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots like you get strategically relocated to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. If that's where you are looking, these folks would be happy to help you out. You can check out their website at SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com, and there's a way to contact them through the website there as well. Now, I have been trying to, my schedule has precluded me from being able to make contact with Austin Chambers. And I'm really bummed about this because I wanted to do this prior to the release of his book. But his book was just released this week, August 7th, Cascadia Fallen, Tahoma's Hammer. It's in paperback. Austin Chambers is an AMRON member. He's also a listener. He's a really neat guy that I got to meet during the preparedness expo that Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher put together over in Puget Sound, hence Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. And so I got to meet Austin Chambers. He's been working on a book for a long time, and I told him I'd be happy to help him promote it. I have a copy of the book. I have not gotten all the way through it. I like the story. It reads fast. It's typical dystopian, not a typical dystopian novel. This is actually a very plausible scenario about the Cascadia subduction zone, the earthquake taking place in the Pacific Northwest that scientists are saying is coming. It's a matter of time. Well, what would that look like? And well, he takes the time to build up these characters and take them through these the scenario and different situations that they're facing. But Tahoma is the native tribal name for Mount Rainier. It wakes up after a devastating 9.0 earthquake shattering the Pacific Northwest. Entire counties are covered in mud, rock, and earth. Landslides and tsunamis add to the annihilation. Power and internet are knocked out to the entire American West, which is realistic. That's where all the dams are in the Northwest, providing a lot of power. Hundreds of thousands die on the first day of the New World. Slaughter County shooting range manager Phil Walker knows things will never be the same. The former Marine is no stranger to tragedy. Having lost his wife to cancer and his leg in a firefight, Phil establishes a secure camp for his family and friends. Meanwhile, Phil's son, Crane, and Captain Marie Darnell fight to stop a disaster at a nearby shipyard. The catastrophe has unleashed a nuclear nightmare inside a submarine and threatens to sink an aircraft carrier permanently. Is it too late? As the worst of humanity surfaces in a rapidly deteriorating world, will the American spirit be enough as Phil and his community reel from new and dangerous threats?
he poses the question, or the question is posed. So anyway, we're going to put a link in the highlights and resources posting. If you guys want to help us out, you know, the Amazon links is an affiliate link, and it's just a very small amount, but it all adds up and it does help us offset the costs. And, but it would also help out Austin Chambers. If you want to check out his book, click on our Amazon link on the side of the website. Once you go there, type in Cascadia Fallen or Tahoma's Hammer or Austin Chambers or any combination of those, and look for that paperback book and support a fellow listener, an aspiring writer and Amron operator that's stepping out there and has done a great job with his first venture with fictional writing. Really cool. Really cool. Oh, and by the way, if you want to meet him, he's going to be at the Panhandle Preparedness Expo. So will we. The Amron crew will be there. And Lady Liberty will be there. Who else? Glenn Tate will be there. Shelby Gallagher. Several other speakers at the Preparedness Expo in Sandpoint, Idaho, September 21 and September 22. Put that on your calendars. It's from 9 to 5. At the Bonner County Fairgrounds, just like it was last year. If you weren't there, you'd be able to easily look it up, doing your navigation search to take you to Bonner County Fairgrounds. That's near Sandpoint in Idaho, in the heart of the American Redoubt, in the free zones. You'll be safe. September 21 and September 22. Mark your calendars. Now let's talk about the enemies within. Part 2. We're going to talk about the insurgency, we're going to talk about subversion and the internal conflict in the United States today, and project that out, what that might look at. But first, we need to understand what it is. Now, last week, I reminded you of the oath that many of us took to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, right? And I just want to recap. Last week, we talked about what we're up against with communists, with socialists, with Marxists. Those are the primary enemies that we are facing today. They always lie, and we see multiple examples of this daily. They always double down on their lies. They always project onto others what they themselves are guilty of doing, right? In the process of marginalizing or dehumanizing you, demonizing you, suing you, litigation, criminalization, incarceration, and then extermination. So we talked about that as well. The Saul Alinsky communist tactics of choosing a target is where you see patriots being attacked. Those are the people that are probably doing the right thing. You should be rallying behind. We have several state representatives in multiple different states, leaders in the communities, talk show hosts, number of different people, pastors that have been lambasted in local newspapers for their extremist pro-life views. Anti-woman's choice views, or what have you, right? So what they do is they choose a target, they attack the target. They make these outlandish accusations to try to get you to reverse your position or demand an apology from you. If they get something that even remotely resembles an apology, it's not good enough and it will never be good enough. Then they want to increase the social pressure because you probably didn't really mean it anyway when you apologized. And of course, you know, even if you do apologize or start to reverse your position or soften your position, that's an admission of guilt to them. And of course, that just empowers them. And then finally destroy the target. So we said, do not back down. Do not apologize. Stand for what you know is right. And when they push, you push harder. You don't let up, right? They're going to label us as nationalists, racists, those of us who do not want to get rid of our Second Amendment rights. We will not disarm. So that demonization process we're seeing there with this revived anti-gun campaign that the left is on. Anyone who's standing their ground, you're a nationalist racist. Now, of course, if you're in the NRA, you're also a terrorist. And of course, Christianity to be labeled as forcing their views on others or as dominionist. And we are actually seeing that word and that verbiage come out. Are we not? So this is where we're right on track where we projected we were headed. And now we're actually seeing it, right?
And then not to mention the FBI document that we talked about last week, warning that conspiracy theories, people who hold to conspiracy theories, are the new domestic terrorism threat. And of course, I also called for this administration to immediately purge those individuals. They're evidently holdouts from the previous administration under the president, who will not be named, still among the ranks. And these are subversives. So, like, if you believe, if you adhere to Rich Higgins' memo, the National Security Council, who wrote the warning that there is a coup to overthrow this presidency, then if you believe in that conspiracy theory, then you're a domestic terror threat now, isn't that? So they've taken things to the new level. So let's talk about subversion, because that is really what's happening here in our country. Subversion is, well, let's just go to the online dictionaries. This is interesting, too, because even like Merriam-Webster dictionaries, not the diction, it's not your grandfather's dictionary. The online dictionaries are continuously being updated based on the whims, our cultural whims. You can't go to, I mean, you need to go to probably a pre-1950s or pre-1960s Webster's dictionary to find the true meaning of words before the wordsmiths got in there and started doing their magic with their verbal judo, trying to change the definitions of things. But the definition of subversion, according to the online Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is the act of subverting, the state of being subverted. So this is what it means: a systematic attempt to overthrow or undermine a government or a political system by persons working secretly from within. Well, of course, these guys aren't even working secretly from within. They're just they're beyond that now. They just do it right out in the open, right? But are they not systematically attempting to overthrow or undermine a government or a political system? I argue that they do. And there's abundant evidence that they are, by implementing international laws from the United Nations all the way down. Are they not rewording, calling this a constitutional democracy? We must defend the American democracy against these right-wing extremists. And the right-wing extremists that are saying, wait, this is a republic, a constitutional republic. But those who are trying to undermine it, subvert it, are calling it a democracy. Just by calling it a democracy, they are undermining our political system, because they are treating it like a democracy or mob rule and eliminating the rule of law. They're replacing natural rights with civil rights. And then civil rights can obviously be just redefined based on whim, as opposed to laws that are based on nature and the God of nature's God. Laws of God and nature's God, right? So it's interesting, too, that the Webster's Dictionary put obsolete next to the second definition, a cause of overthrow or destruction. Isn't that interesting that the online dictionary, subjected to wordsmiths who are rewriting and redefining words, put, because you can find under the definition in Webster's Dictionary, subversion is to cause the overthrow or destruction, right? So online it says obsolete. That's now an obsolete. Who decided it was obsolete? Who's the elitist? Academia who sat around and decided that should be obsolete. Now, it's not. It's timely. It's fitting. It's not obsolete. But if you go to the freedictionary.com, subversion says the act or instance of subverting, the condition of being subverted. Subversion. The act or instance of subverting or overthrowing a legally constituted government, institution, etc. Now, a legally constituted government or institution, is not marriage institution? They are overthrowing those. What about all of our universities that were based on by Christian men on the Word of God and on Scripture, which can be found outside of most of those
universities. Now they're covered up with vines or they're removed. Those are institutions that are being overthrown or subverted. Second definition, the state of being subverted, destruction or ruin. Would you say that the United States Republic is threatened by destruction and ruin? I would say. And because of deliberate actions by people. It's not just a natural decline. This takes effort. This is coordinated effort by people to take something down. And the third definition is something that brings about an overthrow. That's the definition of subversion. So they have the right to, right? They have the First Amendment right. They can try to remove, destroy, overthrow the government or the ideas, whatever, because it's their right. They have the First Amendment right to espouse and advance Marxism or Sharia law. Right? We have to, otherwise we're not America. That's what the previous president, who will not be named, said. If we don't allow these discussions, we're not America, and that's not who we are. And right there, he's redefining who we are. But I want to point you to, actually, you don't just have the right, and I've covered this before, and I actually did a show a couple of years ago titled, You Don't Have a Constitutional Right to Overthrow the Constitution. Let me point you to Title 18, U.S. Code, titled Seditious Conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. So is Antifa, is what they are doing, not trying to, is that not an attempt to overthrow or put down or destroy our government? They are calling openly for communism and Marxism, which is adversarial and opposed to and hostile toward the U.S. government and its people, our way of life, and our constitution, our laws, our heritage. And they're willing to take force to do it, including the Socialist Rifle Association now, the John Brown Gun Club. These are all socialist, Marxist, Antifa-tied groups. Clearly communists now, openly operating. So this is beyond just an exchange of ideas. They're actually carrying out violence, and now they are arming and organizing an armed force to do that. So they're essentially the military arm in any type of insurgency you have, and this is an insurgency. You have the political branch and you have the military branch. Two branches working in concert toward an end goal. The political branch, the Democrat Party, is carrying out the political component insurgency. Where the military arm, now socialists, communists, openly declared communists, arming themselves and training are the military component of that insurgency. And it is not a First Amendment issue. It is a insurgency, seditious, conspiracy issue, in my estimation. Title 18, U.S. Code 2385, advocating the overthrow of government. And as I go through this, I want you to keep in mind Sharia law, which vows to displace the Constitution and Western law with Sharia law. And I want you to also think about Marxism, communism, a global system, a democracy, which is anti-republic, with that system. Whoever, now, once again, let me take you back. This is Title 18, U.S. Code 2385. Titled Advocating the Overthrow of Government. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, advises or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein, by force or violence, or by the assassination of any officer of any such government, or whoever with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter advocating, advising, or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government in the United States by force or violence, or attempts to do so. Or whoever organizes or helps or attempts to organize any society, group, or assembly of persons who teach, advocate, or encourage the overthrow or the destruction of any such government by force or violence, or becomes this. You don't have to have violence. It could just be the encourage the overthrow. But also, or the destruction by force, or becomes or is a member of or affiliates with any such society, group, or assembly of persons knowing the purpose thereof, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years following his conviction. If two or more persons conspire to commit any offense named in this section, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years following his conviction. So the terms organizes or organize with respect to any society, group, or assembly of persons include the recruiting of new members, the forming of new units, and the regrouping or expansion of existing clubs, classes. That means online Facebook groups as well. Including, in my estimation, Indivisible, Antifa, any of these. So that's the law right there. U.S. Code, Title 18, 2385, advocating the overthrow of the government. And that's precisely what they are doing. All of the literature says this is what they are intending to do. That's their goal. I'm going to come back and give you some examples of how the media is complicit in some of these things, helping these individuals. And I think that they are culpable as well for the damage that's happening to America and our heritage. And they want to call us anti-government. We want to restore the republic and we want to restore the rule of law, and they call us anti-government because enemies of our government who have vowed to overthrow it and overthrow our government, our system of government, have infiltrated with the leftist, communist, Marxist plan that they try to advance through our legal system, and we oppose it, and they call us anti-government. They're insane, and they're the enemy within. We'll be right back.
Hello, Liberty State residents. All our county volunteer groups have been very busy this summer holding their county meetings, selling flags and Liberty State gear, and manning booths at local events. We are organized and getting the word out. We are currently gathering signatures on petitions to our county commissioners to put an advisory vote on the ballot next February. While we have been gathering signatures in person, we will soon be advertising across the state to have people in each county sign our online petition that our website team is currently adding to our website. That should be ready in the next week or two, so please check back often. We will soon be launching our own weekly Liberty State Radio Talk and News Update show, and I will be the host as spokesman for Liberty State. And while it is true that you will never reach your destination if you stop to throw rocks at every dog that barks, we will be holding a press conference in Moses Lake on Wednesday, September 4th, where myself and all our Liberty State captains will be inviting the media to attend and ask questions. We will be there to let the media know that Liberty State is not about Representative Matt Shea. While he struck the match, Liberty State is the fire from we the people who will have the power of our votes restored. So how is our attitude in Liberty State this summer? Our attitude is fierce courageousness. Our resolve is steadfast. Our goal is clear in our minds. We refuse to turn our state over to socialism and communism, and we are actively doing something about it. One of my all-time favorites, Winston Churchill, stated, "One ought never turn one's back on a threatened danger and try to run away from it. If you do that, you will double the danger. But if you meet it promptly and without flinching, you will reduce the danger by half. Never run away from anything." He also said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is courage to continue that counts. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So if somebody says to you, "This will never happen," let them know they're too late. It already is happening. So let this be reflected upon as our finest hour, where we all stood up together and pushed back against an unconstitutional and lawless socialist communist infiltration of our state. So please join us today. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Back with segment three of Radio Free Redoubt. This is the Patriots radio show, and we are broadcasting from the free zones. If you are outside the wire in occupied territory, be encouraged. Have hope. You are not alone. What you think you see is what you really see. You're not crazy. They're trying to make you think you are, but they are the ones who are insane. But they're crazy like a fox. They have a agenda that they are on, and you need to stay right now. It's on. It is the escalation of the conflict that they're trying to create in the United States to facilitate the overthrow of our system and our heritage, our history, everything, all of it. Segment three is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive on your property, whether you already own it or if you need help and you're looking for property and you want some professional input as far as food production, energy production, water rights, and water usage on your land, defensibility, all of that. Strategic Landscape Design will help you out. And that's their website, strategiclandscapedesign.com. Also, they can help you out whether you live in the American Redoubt or not. They also have a remote consulting services. Okay, now in this segment, I want to talk specifically, I want to hone in on disinformation. What we call desinformatia, or what we call disinformation, comes from the Soviet term desinformatia. And it's not misinformation. It's like, hey, you just got this wrong. It's disinformation. It is orchestrated, calculated, deliberate, intentional, putting forward of misleading information through disinformation. We are deliberately deceiving you, trying to make you think X when Y is the truth, right? So the Soviets had it down. And there's a couple of books that I own that I strongly recommend, and I have both of these. One is titled Desinformatia, The Strategy of Soviet Deception. That's written by Richard Schultz and Roy Godson. Excellent, excellent work. The other one that I strongly recommend is The KGB and Soviet Disinformation, An Insider's View. This is Ladislav Bittman, who was worked for the Soviets, with the Soviets, in Czechoslovakia. He was Czech, but he worked with the KGB, the governments of, you know, Czechoslovakia was part of the Soviet Union. So anyway, and he in let's see, he wrote that in 1985. He not immigrated, defected to the West. He went through, I believe, India, if I'm not mistaken. And when he was in India, he defected, and then he ended up getting moved. I can't remember the story now. I might be getting it mixed up with someone else. Anyway, he defected. I think he went to the United States. Yeah, because he was at Boston University. That's right. So anyway, okay. There are a couple of resources for you to read about Soviet disinformatia. And they used – now, this guy Bittman that's another one. Yuri Besmanov, he specifically worked for the newspaper. He's talked about disinformation and how we are going to change minds, change views through the press. He was a journalist. He talked precisely about the Soviet plan and warned us in the West about Soviet disinformatia. Well, we see nothing less than this leftist leaning. It's not just leftist. This is a liberal newspaper in our town. No. It's not a leftist liberal newspaper. These are Marxists carrying out disinformatia. This is an agenda to deceive you, to sway the public, and they're very good at it. They're extremely good at it. Well, the Spokesman Review, along with the help of KHQ and some of the others inside the American Redoubt, are no different. And they are all too happy to help spread something that hasn't even been confirmed, but helps the leftist Marxist agenda. Let me give you one example here. Just came out a couple of days ago. Let's see. This is, when did this come out? Well, it's the 11th. This says the 11th, but I know this came out earlier this week. Oh, the 10th. Okay. Here's the title. This is from the spokesman.com, Spokesman Review. Spokane police investigating rumors of neo-Nazi hate camp. Ooh, a neo-Nazi hate camp. Of course, in the Inland Pacific Northwest, because that's where all the neo-Nazis are. If you believe all the local newspapers, which cite a lot of their examples, they cite the SPLC, which are really credible, right? But this particular article, the Spokane Police Investigating Rumors of Neo-Nazi Hate Camp, is written by none other than Chad Sokol. S-O-K-O-L. Chad Sokol, if you remember, also wrote the article covering the Liberty State rally in Spokane, who got a couple of things right. The location, the time, and a couple of people that were there. Everything, that whole article was a botched mess of not misinformation. No. This is disinformation. I believe it is intentionally misleading. The stuff that he was there, that he reported on, was so grossly misreported, malreported, it could be nothing other, in my estimation, than disinformation. The intentional misleading of people about what really took place. So he has zero credibility, none, in my opinion, as not a journalist. He is, well, he's a Marxist journalist. He's a disinformatia officer. That's what I call him, a freelance disinformatia officer. Chad Sokol wrote this article. Spokane police are investigating rumors that members of a militant neo-Nazi group known as The Base are planning to travel through Spokane this month en route to a gathering they call a hate camp. Stop right there. Neo-Nazi, right-wing extremists, which, you know, all of us are if you read their newspaper. I mean, if you support the Constitution, you're somehow tied to, at least you live in the same region as where neo-Nazis held a rally once or something, right? Or had their little compound or down there in Hayden, all what, four of them. So anyway, stop. Okay, Neo-Nazi has been the their faved buzzword for anyone who's conservative, right? But they call themselves the base, this neo-Nazi, this alleged neo-Nazi group known as the base. Now, isn't it convenient that Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda in Arabic means the base. So right now, remember, the marginalization, the demonization, dehumanization, right, is the process for demonizing, for oppressing those who are opposed to the Marxist agenda, right? So this conveniently a neo-Nazi group, the boogeyman that they always try to create, they create a boogeyman where even none exists. They make neo-Nazis where there aren't even any, but that's okay because it works for their narrative. So this neo-Nazi group known as the base, interesting. Same thing as Al-Qaeda, the base, right? A terrorist organization, another boogeyman, which is real. They're trying to make a shadowy, unknown boogeyman attached to a known boogeyman. So these guys are calling themselves the base. They're planning to travel through Spokane this month en route to a gathering they call a hate camp. Now, first of all, is it plausible, is it believable that if a neo-Nazi group really was planning to come through Spokane, would they be going to something that they call a hate camp? Hey, guys, we're going to a hate camp this weekend. Want to come? No, they're going to call it something, I don't know, that's sounds warrior-esque-ish, right? It's going to sound cool. Nobody's going to all go to a hate camp together. So it's interesting that this supposed group is going to what they call a hate camp. Police believe that if the rumors are accurate, the gathering would take place outside Spokane County. Okay. These rumors, so that's twice now that these have been identified as rumors. No facts backing it up. Where do these rumors come from? That's what I want to know. Well, let's go on. The rumors, there it is again, third time, surfaced last weekend when a Eugene Antifa, a group of anonymous left-wing activists in Eugene, Oregon, posted on Twitter that members of the base are flying in from around the country to Spokane to hold the event. Hold on. They're getting this rumor. Spokane police are investigating a rumor based on a tip that was given to them by communist, leftist, revolutionary fighters. Eugene Antifa, a group of anonymous left-wing activists. So that's their tip. That's their big intelligence source, is communist leftist revolutionaries who are adopting communist Marxist tactics. Do you think that they're not also going to employ disinformation? Because this helps their agenda at a time when they're trying to demonize anyone living in the American redoubt inside the inland Pacific Northwest, especially Northeast Washington, which is now has become this bastion of racist neo-Nazi hate people that want to take over and force their Christian views on people, according to all these leftist Marxist mouthpiece media outlets. See, this continues on. And this is sickening that the Socialist Review, Spokesman Review, even published this garbage. But they continue to. Eugene Antifa said the leader of the base, who uses the alias Norms Roman Wolf, recently purchased land near Colville or Chihuahua. The Spokesman Review's attempts to verify that claim were unsuccessful. So they admit they can't even verify that that claim is true. All they have is a rumor from known anti-government, anti-police, anti-American revolutionary thugs based on an online internet rumor. But they'll ignore actual facts of admitted Antifa and Indivisible who are planning to take to the streets, and they ignore that. As a matter of fact, any conservative that brings it up is planning violence. That's how they spin it. The base is a secretive network of neo-Nazis, right, that emerged online last summer. I wonder how that emerged. Because it was made up by Antifa, I suspect. With the explicit goal of plotting and training for terrorist attacks. Right. These guys are just going to pop up online. They're going to have this online planning forum for planning terrorist attacks. And Antifa is on to them, right? How convenient that the FBI is not on to them, or Counterterrorism Task Force Regional is not on to them. No, it's Antifa. They got the superior intelligence resources. It is said to share members and ideology with the Atomwaffen Division, another terrorist group that has been linked with killings and has recruited members of the U.S. military. Well, I just recall some articles about Antifa trying to recruit members of the military, leftist-leaning millennials who did a tour or two in Afghanistan or Iraq, that are also joining these John Brown Gun Club, the Socialist Rifle Association, former military. And not mentioning this anywhere. Vice News, which gained access to one of the group's online chat rooms, reported in November that the base, same thing as Arabic Al-Qaeda, right, maintains a trove of manuals with, now, if you were an aspiring Antifa member that wants to produce disinformation about these evil Trump-following white racist Trump is a Nazi anyway, right? And all of his followers are neo-Nazis. So how can we really make these guys look bad, especially in Representative Matt Shea's district, which, by the way, Chewila and Colville are not even in Representative Matt Shea's district, but Spokane is. So good enough. Right. Of course, that's where they're going to meet, because that's where Representative Matt Shea is. And of course, this alleged leader of this the base, this neo-Nazi group, bought property somewhere in Chewila or Colville because, well, that's up there where near Marble is. See, all this is just too conveniently ties together with their agenda that they've been on. So now they have a trove of manuals with instructions on lone wolf terror tactics, gunsmithing, data mining, interrogation tactics, counter-surveillance techniques, bomb-making, chemical weapon creations, and guerrilla warfare. But it sounds like an Antifa website to me, because we saw Antifa's websites where they got this guerrilla warfare, communist warfare tactics with actual... All of these things that they're, this is, remember what I said, what the Marxists do, they project onto you what they are doing. And we found Antifa websites with this stuff, with manuals that they were distributing for people to print out, the PDFs of these manuals of known communist revolutionaries from decades ago that they're trying to redistribute. And so now they're trying to project this onto what they're calling the right, or the right wing. And so the Spokesman Review lacks any discretion at all by regurgitating this garbage. And then we even got regional newspapers like the Wenatchee World that copy-paste, just spit it out there. Spokane police investigating rumors of neo-Nazi hate camp. The neo-Nazis are going to what they call a hate camp. Is that believable? Well, not given that the Spokesman Review has no credibility anymore, in my mind. Neither does the so-called, because I saw him give him one chance to get it right, and he blew it. Completely lambasted the Liberty State Movement, misidentified it. It was misinformation. It was disinformation all the way across. But remember, we're dealing with communists. Antifa are communists. And Antifa is the source of this so-called intelligence that the Spokane police can't verify. Antifa is a militant branch of the Marxist policymakers. The policymakers are those that are carrying out a Marxist-communist agenda through our institutions. But The militant branch of that is indivisible, Occupy. And even, well, the no, that's the pull of the militant branch is Antifa and some members of Indivisible. They have ties together. The policymakers are Indivisible, Occupy, and even the Democrat Party, or those who have hijacked the Democrat Party, and many in the Republican Party who are compromising, who have also infiltrated, and the Republican Party is compromised now. The Spokane police are the unwitting stooges being used as the official investigative arm. Notice the FBI wasn't tipped off. The Spokane police was, at least according to this article. So take that for what it's worth, which is pretty much little to nothing. You don't know what you can believe, so you pretty much can't believe any of it. But it's important for us to see what they are saying, because unfortunately, sadly, there are a lot of what Stalin called useful idiots. People that believe this stuff, they read this stuff, they believe what they read, and they say, well, this is horrible, something must be done. They're useful idiots. And so many, even conservatives, lack discernment to look at this and say, this is, to look at this and not double down on where you stand. Even conservatives or trying to like fade away into the woodwork and not be noticeable, be gray man or just be, you know, no, I'm not one of them. Because you're afraid that they're going to call you something. But it continues on. So this is what's happening. This is desinformatia, disinformation. Our media, our journalist media is being, I know you guys already know this stuff, but we need to really take a closer look at this. Other than just, we need to go beyond just, that leftist newspaper, they're liberals. They're all liberals. No, they're not liberals. They are, in my estimation, in my research, and what I know about communism, which I've studied for a long time, this is deliberate, it's calculated, it's orchestrated. This is Marxist, Soviet era, yellow journalism. This is desinformatia. There is nothing coincidental about it. All right, we're going to wrap this up. I got another story too I want to share with you. Another example of this, and I'm going to share a little bit, probably from maybe the Richard Higgins report, and then we'll wrap things up for tonight. All right, guys, this is segment 3, Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back with the final segment 4 right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying. Dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlaw organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy. Renegade.
And here we are already with the fourth and final segment of Radio Free Redoubt. And segment 4 is brought to you by Works Holsters. That's Works LLC, located in the American Redoubt. Kydex Holsters, that's custom Kydex Holsters and magazine carriers made in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. WERKZ.com is their website. All right, now continuing on with this desinformatia, which I'm going to expound on here in just a little bit. I want to talk about this. There's two things. I have an article here on this. It was put out in January of this year, It's titled Desinformatia, or Disinformation versus Misinformation. And this is where they take disinformation and they spread it through their using agents of influence, trusted contacts, or sympathetic journalists, which we have a lot of now, sympathetic to the Marxists, right? So an intelligence service makes covert press placements, and I believe that's what happened here. If somebody's handling Antifa, or they could be doing this on their own. But anyway, they produce an article or a story published in sympathetic papers or media, which is what we just saw with this intelligence, that the police are referring to this actually as intelligence, which is poor usage of the word. It is information. Until it's processed, it's not intelligence. But anyway, you can call it raw intelligence, I suppose. But you have this intelligence service making a covert press placement. Well, that's what happens when you have it could be an operative. It could be a traitor. It could be someone with insider information. It could be somebody who's generating it, but this is intelligence service. So right now, this Antifa group in Eugene is kind of in that slot right there. Then what they do is they pass this press information on to a sympathetic paper or media. They use this journalist, right? Then it's replayed by wire services or the state media, and then it's picked up by mainstream or U.S. media. So this probably what's going to happen with this now, with now the Wenatchee, you know, that replayed by wire or services or state media. Well, that's where like the Wenatchee paper picks it up. They just copy paste and they just print the same thing. And then what happens is the national paper will try to run this and get more mileage out of it and make it a national headline. And then more hit pieces will come targeting conservatives, patriots, and they'll link all back to this stuff here as supporting sources for, you know, their conclusions, right? That the Inland Pacific Northwest is just full of neo-Nazis and something must be done about all of us. So here's another one here. Oh, by the way, hopefully you guys got that article or that free download, the PDF that I mentioned last week. It's a report that just came out by Richard Higgins and Stephen Coughlin over at unconstrainedanalytics.org. And it's titled Re-Remembering the Misremembered Left, the Left's Strategy and Tactics to Transform America. Okay. When you see transform America, what that means is to overthrow our system of government, our heritage, our culture, our ideologies, all of this. That's what they mean by transform. Okay, that's a nice, warm, and fuzzy word, transform. That's a nice, warm, and fuzzy word for subversion. They are subverting America, not transforming America. It's subversion, not a transformation. So I would like to actually have seen them get rid of the word transform America, because that's what the previous president, who will not be named, used. We should be calling it what it is, and that's subversion. So here's an article that came out by The Independent out of UK. Boy, I'll tell you what, the UK is just on a roll, aren't they? What's the Guardian? I can't think of it. It's basically just a rag. But The Independent out of the UK, leftist traditionally, they rarely, but they're going to come and make comments on America. Why does white America struggle to talk about its racist mass murders? So this is from a British newspaper, right? So they talk about Dylan Roof, who shot up those Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, in a black church. And this guy last weekend, Patrick Crucius, who said our country's being overran by illegals. I'm going to go to Walmart and shoot up a bunch of people, which were mostly Americans, not illegals. Allegedly wrote this manifesto that did not match up. And also listed as a leftist before his online profile was changed to conservative. But anyway, let's get back to this. It conveniently obscures the simple truth. The United States has a long, shameful history of white supremacism and racist violence. Many here seek to ignore or dismiss. Indeed, the nation's very founding was established on the notion that white people were to rule and control. Stop it right there, Limey. The United States, when it was founded using slaves, was a British colony. Did you forget that? In fact, there were a lot of people, colonial America, who wanted to get rid of slavery, and the British king would not allow it. So our history, early history, is your history, and we broke away from it. We got rid of slavery. So yes, that's how our nation started. It started as a British colony. You hypocrites. In the years since the attacks of 9/11, an overwhelming focus of agencies such as the FBI has been on countering the threat of foreign Islamic terror. Darn right, and it should have been. Because they're the ones who brought down three buildings on 9/11. And multiple planes. Data shows, however, that domestic terrorism, invariably carried out by far-right supremacists, is far greater source of deadly violence than anything else. False. Okay, your data shows. What's your data? Your data is the SPLC. A discredited, has been, clinging to life, barely has a pulse organization. They're the ones that are putting out this type of data. And also, this was the previous president, who will not be named, a Marxist communist, who also said constitutionalist people, right wing, the right wing constitutionalist conservatives, I'm paraphrasing, are the greatest danger to our national security after climate change. These people are delusional. These people are insane. Saying that constitutionalists are the greatest danger to American security, national security, after climate change, which, by the way, that was also the same president who wanted to use our military to help fight climate change. This is what really jumped. This is how I came across this article, because I do this little Google search thing. So any time the American Redoubt is mentioned somewhere in some article, I get this little alert. And that's how I found out about this yesterday. But he writes this, in reality, as they will tell you themselves, white supremacists, such as those who sparked deadly violence in Charlottesville, who occupy forums of sites such as the Daily Stormer, never heard of it, or else are stockpiling weapons in what has been termed the American Redoubt of the Northeast Washington State, have been given encouragement by having Trump as their president. See, it's Trump's fault. Okay, I don't know how the Charlottesville racist neo-Nazi thing got tied in with the American Redoubt. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with stockpiling weapons. I wish I could afford to stockpile weapons because I like them because they're fun. But I have just too many hobbies and I have limited resources. But if somebody wants to stockpile weapons in the American Redoubt, why say God bless them? Conservatives. They're not racist. All the people that I know in the American Redoubt are not racist. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's just is astounding to people like Alex Barron, the Bard of the American Redoubt, the Charles Carroll Society. He's black. Pastor Matthew Cummings from Kettle Falls, who lives at Marble, or Pastor Doug Taft from Marble, who is also black. And they're strong proponents of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is just a concept to encourage like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to strategically relocate out of these areas that are fallen to Marxists. Get your family out of there. Get your children out of those schools. Come here and strengthen this area. Get involved in the political process so we can have representatives that actually will restore our vote and represent us and our views and our values. That's what and be self-sufficient and self-reliant. And we believe in traditional American ideals like the right of self-defense and, of course, the entire Constitution. But that's the demonization process that the Marxists need to do. So now we've got this article with this white issue, white problem, shooting with these mass shootings. But see, all that is really from the don't look here, look over there category of news. Because as we've pointed out and has been proven, the overwhelming majority of these mass shooters are leftists, Satanists, Marxists, psychotropic drug people. They are not conservative, right-wing, constitutional-minded Christians. But they will try so hard to make it out. And this American Redoubt had to get thrown in there in an article about mass shootings. Two individuals who carried out mass shootings in, what, how many? Dozens and dozens and dozens that have been carried out, senselessly murdering people, carried out by people that are Satanists, that are leftists, that hate Trump, that hate Christians. They're involved in sexual deviancy of all sorts. That's the enemy. And the enemy within is the journalists who are helping to perpetuate these lies as they project onto us what it is what they are doing. And they're lies. And they're liars. And we need to know them for what they are. And call them out for what they are. And stand for what you know is right. So there's a really good article over here at Center for Security Policy about disinformation and the difference between disinformation, and misinformation. What they're trying to call misinformation, but it's not. Misinformation is, oops, it's disinformation. Yuri Bezmenov, he was a journalist. He defected from Czechoslovakia. He's an ex-KGB officer, Soviet, defected, and warned us about what they would do and how they would do it. And his job, he says, deception was my job. He was a journalist. He was a Marxist, communist journalist working for the KGB. And he said, deception was my job. And warning, America, Canada, the left, the West, this is the plan, and it's not going away. You're going to let your guard down because we're going to let you believe. We're going to lead you to believe through more desinformatia that the Soviet Union is gone. Communism is gone. We're not a threat. Go to sleep. It'll be okay. When you wake up, comrade, it'll be a brave new world. And they warned us of this. And now we're seeing it come to fruition. As they project onto us what it is they are guilty of doing, don't fall for it. The enemies within are in our media and our academia. And they're misleading people. And they're also causing otherwise courageous patriots to cringe into the shadows, rendering you ineffective. Because they are so effective at demonizing, at marginalizing, dehumanizing, and one day criminalizing and incarcerating and then exterminating. But it's going to take every patriot being aware, knowing the truth, standing for the truth, and refusing to budge one inch to communism or communists, and knowing them when you see them. It's not the invisible boogeyman. They're creating boogeymen. What we're seeing is a real enemy within. You guys have a blessed week. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You've been listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.